Gemara says, Mishnah says, "L'hoyu yomim tovim liYisrael kechamishasar ba'av kiyom haKippurim." Yom Kippur is one of the greatest yomim tovim. And the Gemara says, "Bishlam yom haKippurim." I know why it's a yontif. It's yom slicho mechila, yom shenitnu bo lucho shnios. Normally, you learn that there's two things. It's a day of Shlicha Mechila, and it's also the day that the second Luchos were given. That gives it the designation of being Yomim Tovim. So I think that it's all one thing. It's a day of Shlicha Mechila because that's the day that the Luchos Shnios were given. The Koach of Yom Kippur, to be a Yom Shlicha Mechila, comes from the Koach of the Torah. Because it's the day of Matan Torah, Memeila, it's a day of Shlicha Mechila. In fact, even by Shavuos, originally, before they needed Shlicha, Mechila, Kapora, but it doesn't say Chatos by Shavuos because Torah is Mochel al Kol Avonos. So the Koach of Yom Shenitna Baluch HaShnios is the Koach of Yom Shlicha Mechila. That's why we say in it's Yomim Tovim, because Ein Tov El Torah. That which makes it a Yom Tov is the fact that it has the Koach HaTorah, and that's what also makes it a Yom Shlicha Mechil. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur Be'etzem is a day of Torah. And that's what we say in Shemoneh Esrei. You want to have the Brach of Tshuva. So you have to start with Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha V'Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, and then V'Hachazireinu B'Seshuva Shleim. The Koach of Tshuva comes from the Koach of Torah. First, you have to have Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. And once you have the Koach of Torah, then you have the Koach of Tshuva and the Koach of Mechila or whatever. Why? How is Torah the foundation of Mechila and Shlicha and Tshuva, which is the essence of Yom Kippur? But it all comes from the fact that Yom Kippur is the day that Luchos Shnios were given. First of all, Derech HaTorah, you're Makir the Emes. You see what's true and what's not true, and you're Makir the Chet, because without Torah you don't know what's right and what's wrong, and there's no way of starting the process of Tshuva. Hakoras HaChet is the beginning. Hakoras HaChet only comes if you learn. If you know what's right, you know what's wrong. In addition to that, once you know what's right and what's wrong from the Torah, you can see that that which is right is mamish life. Chayim v'hatov, v'hamovis v'harah, and that which is wrong is mavis. And then if you have been osik in those things that are not right, then you have harata, that you're osik in mavis instead of chayim. It's a second shlav of tshuva. Second shlav of tshuva is harata. So after the Torah brings you to hakara sachet, it brings you also to harata. And since Borosi Yetzer Hara, Borosi Torah Tavlet, that the Rabban Shem created the Yetzer Hara, but he created the Torah as an antidote or as a spice to spice up the Yetzer Hara, so it brings you also to Kabbalah Lasa. You can make a strong commitment not to do Averas only when you have Torah. Because without the Torah, you don't have that power to negate the Yetzer Hara. So Torah creates the environment. Machshir, the character, for tshuva. It gives you the ability of hakoras achet, it gives you the ability of charata, and it gives you the ability of kabbalah ha'asid. So therefore, it's very strange that except in Ger, it's the only place I know that's the exception, we don't usually learn on Yom Kippur. There's no shiurim, even there's no limud bechavrusa. We daven all day. In Ger, they daven fast, and they have a few hours of learning, which may be more proper for Yom Kippur, since the Koach of Yom Kippur is the Koach of Matan Torah, of Kabbalah Satorah. Shall learn. So why does the world not do like that? Why do we daven all day? Don't learn at all? The Koach HaTorah, the ultimate purpose of Koach HaTorah is to get a person closer to the Rabban Shalom. But we rarely feel that when we're learning. And we need one day where the power of the day is Taka Torah. but we can feel that the power of that Torah brings us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, which is tefillah. So Enoch and Ami, what we do all day is daven and get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, which is what they did in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. They brought korbanos and brought themselves through the korban much, much closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. But we understand that it's not the tefillah really that's makar of us, and it's not the korban that's makar of us, but it's the koach haTorah that gives us the koach of that tefillah, and it's the koach haTorah that gives the koach of that korban. The horaya, when there is no korban, by learning Torah, you can have the same effect. By learning the Torah, it's hakorbanos. So, Enoch and Ami, we don't sit and learn because we wouldn't feel what we're supposed to feel. What we're supposed to feel is that that day, which the essence of the day is Torah, is a day that brings us closer to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, through the Torah. So, the tefillah, we feel it, and the avoda, we feel it, but we should know that the makor of it, the foundation of it, is from the Torah. And I was thinking that the Iker Tfilas of Yom Kippur are the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem. Those are the epitome of the Tfilah. That's why at Ne'ilah we say it over and over, and 13 times we say Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem. I was thinking that there's another Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nidreshes Bohem. The Mekor of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem, which bring us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, is the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. Same thing. It's Mikoach HaTorah. It's from uncovering the Shorish of Torah that you uncover the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, it's the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem, which is the foundation of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. And the Rambam says, Taka, that that is the ultimate tshuva. That closeness to the Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, a Baal Tshuva, he says, if you normally learn one daf, you should learn two dafim. A person's tshuva has to bring him closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the way to get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam is through Torah. We have a klal that at a levaya, the minimum amount of people that is needed to be considered a full levaya is 600,000. And until you have 600,000, you're mevakel Torah to go to that levaya. Why? Because netilosa can nesinosa. Because when the Torah is taken away, it's just like when it was given. It was given with 600,000. When a person dies, it's like the Torah going away. So it's taken away also with 600,000. Now by most people, that is a metaphor. And the Shama has the potential of Torah, and every Jew is a chelik of Torah, and the same chelkeinu v'sorah secha. So every year there's like a Sefer Torah, but just like. There are some people who are mamish a Sefer Torah, who've used out that potential, who are oskin b'Torah, who make their entire business in this world Torah, and everything they have revolves around Torah, and they are totally farnumen in Torah, they're totally immersed in Torah. And Rabbi Green was one of those people. His entire life was Torah. His entire Hanos Olam Haza was Torah. He was that way when he was young. He was that way when he was a Rebbe in Staten Island and in Stalin. And he was that way when he retired and he came here. And we found out that he was chalashing. Yosur mimashe ha-egel rotza linok. Hapara rotza lahonik. He was chalashing to have a place that he could feel that he gave over his Torah. So we were zolche that we gave him that opportunity. We were benefited a lot more than we benefited him. And he was the epitome of Esek HaTorah, the epitome of a person totally involved in Torah. And therefore it's very fitting that the Yortzai should be on Yom Kippur, which is the mahus of Esek HaTorah, of Kabbalah HaTorah. That is the day that epitomizes Nisinasa, and that's the day that Ribono Shel Olam chose to make Netilasa, to take away this Sefer Torah from us. And I'm sure that it's in his schus that the Kollel is able to continue. Because B'derech HaTeva, due to certain factors which I really can't go into, but for all Derech HaTeva, the kollel should have closed up a while ago, because our main sources of income dried up. And pretty much I was sure that that was the end of the kollel. Yaakov Friedman puts in a tremendous amount of hishtadlus to keep the kollel alive. But all the hishtadlus in the world could not keep this kollel alive, because it's mamash of derech hatev. So why are we matzliach? Why does this kollel still exist? And not only that, but we have Baruch Hashem, very fine avreichim, very fine avreichim. So I'm sure it's in the schus of Rabbi Green that in Shomayim he's a melech yosher, that the kollel that's called on his name should continue, shouldn't close up. And as much as he was osik here, he's osik there, and his osik haTorah is a simin and a siba for the kiyum of this kollel. And the Yitzhak Hashem, we hope that in his schus we'll be able to continue the kollel for many, many years, and hopefully find a good replacement for Rabbi Green, a real Rosh Kollel, not the type that we have now that's just a stopgap, but somebody that really will be a successor to Rabbi Green and benefit the Kollel the way he should. And Mirtz Hashem, in that schus, the Moshav will benefit, and the whole area here will benefit. There's a lot of kollel in it, but this kollel is something special, really something special. And Mirtz Hashem, in that schus, in the schus HaTorah, Yom Kippur Taka should be a Yom Mechila, Uslicha, V'chapora for all of us, because it's Yom Shenitnu Bo Lucho Shnios, and we should all be Zolche to all good, all the Tov, because it all comes from the Ein Tov El Torah, from the foundation of all good. And we should be zochet to Gemar Shlicha and Mechila and Kapora, Chasima Tova, and for ourselves, our families, for our entire community, and for Klal Yisrael. And we should see, Taka, that in the schus of Torah, in the schus of Oskei HaTorah, we should see the Geula Shleima b'Meir v'Yameinu.